train Татьяна Блейман. I was 10 years old and my grandparents and I were coming back from Sochi by train after spending 3 weeks near the sea. There we swam and sunbathed and I tried to ride a motorcycle boat for the first time. That was my first long trip. To travel by train from Sochi to Omsk takes 3 days. After we entered the train and found other seats, I immediately climbed to the top bed in the compartment. I loved the process of getting up to the second floor. I thought that the second floor wasn't easy for others to get to. Besides, I could observe people from there like I was on a watchtower. Some people were unwrapping food, eggs, tomatoes, roasted chicken thighs, apples. Some hopped out of their compartment to get hot water from the boiler to make tea or coffee. Some were playing cards, others were reading or sleeping. All this little action seemed like big moments in the sameness of the journey. When nothing new was happening inside the train compartment or the corridor, I looked out the window at the passing trees, houses, and rivers. When the train stopped for a long break, my grandparents and I went outside to enjoy the firm ground and to browse fresh newspapers, journals, sweets, drinks, and all sort of other things people sold at the station. We bought a melon and a home-baked potato pie and returned to the train after hearing a whistle. When we came back to other compartment, new faces had replaced those of the passengers who had arrived at their destination. I saw 2 new suitcases on the beds near me. Soon, 2 boys arrived at their places. These boys were traveling home from a competition with their team and their trainer. They looked like they were 11 to 12 of age. I was particularly interested in boys at that age, but one boy whose name was Vlad was attractive. He had long brown hair, longer than usual for a boy, and green eyes. That's all that I remember about him now. The boys were on the train for 2 days. Vlad was always somewhere nearby and tried to talk with me. In this beginning, I was angry with him, but then I started to like his attention. We played cards and chess together. When we were passing through tunnels and it was dark, Vlad would always make a ghostly sound. I pretended I was scared and he would laugh. This was a fun time for me. One day, Vlad's friend came to me when I was eating a melon. Looking at his serious face, I knew he wanted to talk to me about something important. He started to tell me how Vlad really liked me. I don't know why, but I answered what I didn't like him back. Evan thought that wasn't true. Maybe I thought it was a joke. Vlad never spoke to me again. I regretted my answer, but didn't know show it to anyone. We were just children from different cities who met on the train, but I felt sad. Soon Vlad and his team left the train, and I continued on my way. We spent only a couple of days on the train, but from the whole trip to Sochi, this is my most vivid memory. Not the motorcycle boat, not the sea or the sun, not the walks around the city or the souvenirs we bought. Since when I have realized two things. One is what we should not hide the truth for the sake of other protection. The second is what life's path can instantly connect people or separate them forever.